Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the Word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Beloved, we thank and praise God for his loving kindness, his tender mercy. You know what? God is such a good God, and he is worthy to be praised, beloved. We're coming to you this morning with a special prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just want to stand in the gap and make up the hedge on behalf of God's people. We invite you, if you have a special prayer request, praise God, that you would like us to agree with you on, we invite you to call in this morning. Our call-in number, 718-664-9578. That's 718-664-9578. As we go before the Lord, we trust that you will be blessed and encouraged as we pray and intercede. Amen. And we war on behalf of the people of God. Father God, we thank you today. We give you praise. We come to you with gratitude. We come to you, God, with our hearts and our minds to praise you, to worship you, and to lift you up. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, God, for most of all keeping us in our right mind. We thank you, Father, for giving us a heart to love, a heart to forgive, a heart to walk upright before you. So, Father, as we come to you now, we put on the armor of God that you have provided for us. And, Lord God, we trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of the enemy and the evil in the heavenly realms. Father God, we confidently stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. Father God, we ask you to help us to recognize the enemy's subtle deceiving ways that we believe, live, and speak only your truth. We thank you for the truth of the word. Father God, we thank you, God, because as we decree and we declare your word is true. And Father, as we put it in the atmosphere on behalf of your people, Father God, we know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. So God, we also thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. Father God, that you offer us the righteousness, God, that's ours through faith in Jesus because of his death on the cross. We thank you, Father God, that as we put on this breastplate, it covers our heart. It covers our chest cavity. It protects us, Father God, from even darts and things that would come at our heart to hurt, to wound. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you've given that to us now. And, Lord, we call upon you. Lord, you are our righteousness. We ask you to protect us. Father God, we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. He cannot stand in the midst of righteousness. So we thank you, Father, that we walk in your right standing, that we walk in the righteousness of God because of what Jesus has done for us. Father God, we thank you for the sandals of peace. We thank you, God, that we shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Father God, you've called us to peace. You've not called us to war, even against our enemies. So, Father God, you tell us to bless those that curse us, to bless those that persecute us. So, Father God, your word, as your word, oh God, we're reminded of it today. We're blessing those on today that would come at us, against us, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for peace today. And, Lord God, we thank you, God, that the peace, God, that you give us will touch our emotions in every part of our life. God, we remember that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father God, we also lift up the shield of faith today. that shield of faith that quenches all the flaming arrows of the devil, knowing, God, that you took the arrows of the enemy that we deserved, Father God. But should an arrow or dart touch us, we will look upon it, God, as a refining fire permitted for our growth and for your glory. So, Father God, we thank you, God, that we know sometimes, Father God, we are hit. But, God, if we are, you are there. Just as Job, hallelujah, my God, was allowed to be touched because you allowed the enemy to touch him. But, God, he didn't sin. He didn't charge you foolish. Father God, he still worshiped you. He still loved you. Father God, even though he went through a great storm, we thank you for the word. Because, Father God, as we look at your word today, we know that you're with us, Father. And so we thank you today. Touch your people everywhere. All of those, Father God, that are going through great trial, Father God, we lift them up today before you. And we thank you, God, that you're covering their minds with the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Let it cover the mind, God, that we will think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion, and discern your will and leading in all things. We thank you now, God, for the salvation of the Lord, that it will meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our mind in the name of Jesus. Lord God, with joy we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's truth. It's infallible. Hallelujah. We choose to believe it. We choose to live it. We choose to walk in the truth and its power. Now, God, I ask that as we hide it in our heart, grant us proficient recall and skill in using it to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win great victories for you. Lord, we thank you for prayer today. We thank you, God, that we have the authority, according to your word, to call upon your name, to pray. Hallelujah. And we know, Father God, that when we pray in faith, believing, we will get what we need because you promise it in your word. So we thank you for your word today. And Lord God, you also tell us to pray for our leaders. We exhort right now. We pray. We supplicate. We intercede. And we give thanks on behalf of all men. Lord, we lift up even local governments today, local leadership today, and those in ministry, oh God, to the body of Christ. Father God, we're lifting them up, God, in our regions, in our states, in our local cities, wherever we may be. Father God, those listening right now, help us to lift up our leaders in prayer. Oh, Father God, that you would cover them, that you would minister in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you now because we recognize that without you, we can do nothing. So, Father, we need you today. We need you to come alongside us and help us give strength to your people. We pray that you would give wisdom now. Father, we ask that the men and women of God that are on the front lines would acknowledge you in all their ways. Father God, that you would direct their paths. Father God, we need your wisdom. We don't need earthly wisdom. We need the wisdom that comes from God. And you say in your word, Father, if we lack wisdom, hallelujah, we're to come to you and ask for prayer. Ask, and you'll give it to us. Father, you won't hold it back. And God, we thank you for that. So we place the blood of Jesus Christ upon each leader that may be listening, that's not listening. All of our leaders, Father God, that you would crown their heads to the very soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you would cause them to be sober and alert in every decision that needs to be made in the name of the Lord. We bind every hindrance that would confront them. We ask you that you would quicken them by the power of your word, that it would be demonstrated in their task of leadership. Cause them to be upright and sensitive in the assignments for which you have ordained for them. You said in your word that the powers that be are ordained of you. And God, we thank you. We praise you now. We thank you, God, that this is a year of order. We thank you that you are ordering our steps. Continue, Father God, to order the steps of the righteous. Father God, order our steps on today. Father God, many are listening, hallelujah, that need you to move in their behalf, on their behalf. There are those that are sick today. Father God, and we're asking you right now to minister in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for all that you're doing. We thank you that you are Lord. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you now. We thank you for the manifested presence of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving on today on those that may be sick in body, those that are bound with cancer, those that are bound with lupus, those that are bound, Father God, with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, those that are bound with lung diseases. Father God, we want you to move. We want you to have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Father God, not our will, but your will be done. Father God, we love you and we praise you right now. We bind the very spirit of witchcraft. We bind the warlocks. We bind Ahab and Jezebel. Oh, God, we take authority over every spirit, God, named, not named, mentioned, not mentioned, that would try to hinder the people of God, the work of God. Oh, Father God, we thank you now that, Father God, you are lifting up a standard in your people, a standard of holiness, a standard of righteousness. Hallelujah. We love you right now. Father, have your way. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. God, everyone that's listening right now, Father God, that would have a request, Father God, let them, oh God, let them, Father God, let these requests be answered. Father God, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, God, that you are a God that hears and answers prayer. We love you right now, Father God. You have your way right now. Meet every need, God. You see the many needs of your people. Father God, you see the hearts of your people. And Lord God, we ask you right now that you move. Many are bound by sicknesses and diseases. Many are bound by anger and hatred. Many are bound by, oh God, even unforgiveness. Bitterness in heart, God, help us on today. Help us to lay aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us. And help us to run the race with patience. Oh, God, we each have a race to run. And God, give us, God, not to give up. Give us not to give in. Give us not to throw in the towel. Father God, you see and you know. And we, you know and you see. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Oh, God, you continue to manifest yourself in a real way. Father God, there are those bound even by drugs today, drug addiction today. Father God, you see and you know right now. Father God, bring deliverance, God, to the minds. Bring deliverance to those that are on the street, God, that feel hopeless, that have no hope, God. But their help is in you. Father God, we thank you right now. We love you right now. There is no other God like you. Father God, that woman, that man, oh God, that feels hopeless today, you see and you know everything. We want you to touch and minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we choose to stand in the gap. We choose to make up the hedge on behalf of those that are lost. God, there are many souls dying and crying. Don't have no help. Don't have no hope. But Father, you sent Jesus and he is help. He is our hope. He is our life. And oh God, we lift him up on today. Father God, you said in your word, Jesus said, if he's lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. And Jesus, we lift you up. Help us to let our light shine before you, God, that men may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. We thank you today. We give you praises right now. Father God, we thank you that you've given us to the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. We thank you, Father, that in the name of Jesus, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of the Lord. We thank you for the access which we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus. And by that same blood and our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Father God, we are affronted by demonic strongholds, which have come up before our faces in the land which you have given to us. Execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that has harassed your people in the name of the Lord. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in both our mouths and within our heart with exceeding great joy. Give us the ability to open our mouth with praise that flow from our heart to yours. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, my God, because we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we have seen it in your word. Manifest your great strength, oh, God, and cause your enemies to take flight. Set a siege against stubborn spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions, our bodies, and within our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness, the battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. Set our battlements and fortify us in your word. Oh, God, your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with your life, oh, God, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Set batteries against our enemies, even now, against the enemies of God and man. Father, we ask you to loose angels on our behalf, angelic spirits who are ministers made of flaming fire, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we ask you to loose warring angels that excel in strength. By your command, oh, God, release them this moment to stand watch and guard over our ministries, over our church, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits. Bind up, oh, God, and isolate. Cut off of every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, give aid to, support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil. Bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and his people. Father God, all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart your eternal plans. As it is written, let them be brought to confusion in the name of the Lord. Pour out your fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let the kings and princes be bound and tormented. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of El-Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust, O God. Leave no stone, rock, or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance against your enemies. Take vengeance and spare not your wrath upon the forces of hell that will pervert thy name. Be merciful for thy name's sake to all that call upon your name, O God, in sincerity and truth. Be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people. Jehovah Shalom, you have ordained peace for your children. You have ordained abundant peace and rest and joy for all your people who wage warfare in places of great battle. And for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by the great name, your great name, O Lord. O God, we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that as we decree your word and we declare your word, hallelujah, we stand upon your word and we put you in remembrance of your word. Oh, God, your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that is set forth to do. So, God, even on this morning, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that great warriors and intercessors are rising, taking their place in the spirit. Oh, my God, setting their faces as a flint to do your will and only your will. Oh, God, let your perfect will be done, not our will on today. We thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you honor. Oh, God, you be glorified. You be edified. You be magnified. You be exalted. You be lifted up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus, the blood that makes whole, the blood that washes, the blood that cleanses, the blood that delivers, the blood that saves, the blood that makes whole, the blood that heals. We thank you for the blood today. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. We thank you for what he's done for us, that he died on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for eternal life today. We thank you right now, Father. God, you bless those right now, even those that got on the line, those that got off the line, those that got on the chat, those that got off the chat. You touch them today. You bless today. You minister to them in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, God, we want you to be lifted up and magnified. Minister now, God, as only you can. Send forth your healing virtue to flow right now. Those that are sick in body, those that have infirmities, those that are bound with cancer, those, oh God, that have blood diseases, those that have heart conditions, those that have lung conditions, oh my God, I'm asking you to heal right now. Those have been given a negative report, oh God, concerning their health. We come against the power of the enemy, and we thank you for healing. I want you to go throughout this line. Go throughout this line right now. Father God, as this broadcast goes forth to the north, south, east, and west, you see the needs of the people. Somebody's bound with leukemia. Somebody's blood is diseased with cancer. I'm asking you to heal right now. Heal that one with leukemia. Heal that one with that bone condition, that bone cancer, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch right now. Let your healing virtue flow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you right now. That one that's been given that death sentence, so to speak, Father God, and feel like they have no hope, but you put hope back within them. In the name of the Lord, I speak to illness and infirmities right now to be healed in the name of Jesus. That one, their eyesight is leaving. Their eyesight is dim. Father God, clear up the eyesight in the name of Jesus. Restore vision 2020 in the name of the Lord. The one that cannot hear, that's deaf, that has to wear hearing aids. Father God, unstop the ears. Get down in the eardrum. Recreate, God. Give recreative miracles in the name of the Lord. That one that has the tumor in the chest area, in the breast area, right now, Father God, we ask that you heal right now in the name of Jesus. The one with the foot condition, the sores that's all on the foot, the boils and the pus that's running from the sores, we bind that condition in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we speak healing right now. We speak healing even on the arms where the breakouts on the arms. Someone's having breakouts of boils and sores on the arms and on the legs, on the extremities. We bind that condition now. We command that flow of disease to stop right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it now. We thank you for healing. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. Let your will be done, Father. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Let your healing virtue flow. Cleanse the blood supplies. Cleanse the blood. That one with HIV and AIDS right now. We come against the spirit of AIDS and the spirit of HIV. Oh, God, we come against it now in Jesus' name. That one don't want to say what they're going through in their body physically. But, Father, you see and you know, and we thank you for healing. We praise your wonderful name. God, continue to do the work that you have begun. Don't let your word fall to the ground, Father. Oh, my God, but you bring full completion. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We praise you, Father God. We will not cease to give you glory. We will not cease to give you honor. We will not cease to magnify your name. Father God, we thank you for the move of your spirit today. And as many go forth today, Father God, to their various jobs, I ask that you go with them. I ask, Father God, that you minister and you have your way. We thank you, Father, for giving us a heart and a mind to pray, to intercede on behalf of others. Father, we love you now. And, Father, I pray for that one, Father God, that has a mental condition, emotional condition. We pray, Father, that you touch the mind. We pray, Father, that you bring restoration in the mind. That one that's really struggling, Father God, even to even think thoughts, because their thoughts constantly are taken away. I ask that you bring healing, that you bring restoration. Oh, God, deliverance right now. We come against the epileptic spirit right now. We come against a spirit that brings seizures in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bind it up in Jesus' name, and we thank you for healing right now. That one that just falls into seizure after seizure, right now we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it now, and we thank you, God, that you're sending forth the power of the Holy Ghost to heal, do the work that needs to be done in the name of the Lord. God, we thank you now, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that God really loves you and he cares for you. He has your best interests at heart, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Keep your faith toward the Lord. No matter what you may be experiencing or going through, know that God cares about you. And when you call upon him in faith and trust and you believe his word and you take him at his word, he will hear you and he will answer. Be encouraged. Do not come down off the wall. Continue to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, knowing that your life is hid in Christ in God. Be determined to do the will of God. Walk in the love of God. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to release those that would hurt you, that would do things to you. Praise God. Don't hold any bitterness in your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Walk according to the word of God. Be obedient to the spirit of the Lord, and you will see God move. Abo Shay. Ade. You'll see God move in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will move, my God, because his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. We love you today. We appreciate you. We pray that God will continue to bless you, that he will keep his hand upon your life. Praise the Lord. And you keep your eyes on God. You keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, be encouraged today, beloved. God loves you. Amen. He cares about you. Our time is gone. Praise the Lord. But we thank the Lord for this hour of prayer, this season of prayer. Praise the Lord. Join us on our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. We will be praying and interceding on behalf of the needs of the people. If you would like to contact us, visit us on our website. Praise the Lord. Amen. You'll hear all the information. Praise God. Until our next broadcast, we want you to know that God loves you. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. Keep your hand in God's hand. Don't let go of him, no matter what you may have to go through. Know that God is there, and he will cause you to triumph in him, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.